There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The best lake in North Dakota. Where do you think I am, ladies and gentlemen? Bottineau, North Dakota. This is what's on your mind. And Lake Minnegoshi is that lake. If you disagree, you better get to the phone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, because it's fast becoming fact. Consensus is building, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting from the State Bank of Bottineau today on What's on Your Mind. Guest of Pat Arts and the fine folks here at the State Bank of Bottineau. We're going to be over at Herbal's Dario for lunch today for the best hamburgers in the world. Or, well, Bottineau, they say, best hamburgers in town. But I'm told they're good enough to contend for the world, so we'll find out. Looking forward to that. By the way, stayed last night at the Cobblestone Inn. Last two nights at the Cobblestone Inn. Kildare night before last. And last night in Bottineau. And I'm on the road a lot, so it's, you know, I love getting a good night's sleep. Although it's usually a little short, but it was a great night's sleep and hot breakfast this morning. They got a nice little convention center and a lounge on site, and a lot of things happened at the Cobblestone Inn and Suites, so we appreciate them very much as well. And we're going to meet the folks from the Dirty Girls Car Wash a little later on. Two sisters are the owners of this car wash up here, so neat little entrepreneurial story. They needed a car wash in Bondo. We're going to chat with them a little later on, plus Pat will be by as well. Rob Porter of the Standing Blog has an update on a contentious meeting at the University of North Dakota last night. Things are heating up between student government, the student government president there, and the president of the school, Dr. Bob Kelly. So looking forward to get an update on that, too, coming up here.
See the progress?
Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Bob in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Hey, that previous caller that you had on, he's apparently from, he bought the Dario in Valley City and then moved up there. I bought the Dario here in Valley City and turned it into another hamburger place, and so I'd have to argue with him about his hamburgers being the world's best. But what I really call for is, you said that you didn't blame the legislators for the tax situation when they give a reduction in property tax. Well, I kind of do hold them responsible because they just don't put a condition on there that, you know, when this comes back for property tax relief, it should go to property tax relief. It shouldn't go to expand everybody else's budget. And that's where they fail. They give us a 10% or a 15% property tax decrease, and then the local commission and park board, like the other guy was saying, they go, oh, well, we get 15% raise because, and so they're really, that when the legislatures give us a reduction in property tax, it should be some sort of tie to that particular situation, not just, you know, carte blanche for these people down below, because that they'll take advantage of everything.
Yeah, well, of course, they tried. They have tried. I mean, there have been really some wonderful efforts. I'm thinking of Mark Owens in Grand Forks. I'm thinking of Jim Casper in Fargo. Two examples of some local controls, and the local folks scream bloody murder every time that there is, you know, an edict from Bismarck on how, you know, those dollars are spent. But I think I take your larger point, Bob, and I wouldn't disagree with it, to say this. Okay, if you're going to send $850 million or whatever the number is in property tax relief back, and that just allows the local governments to spend more, then you're not accomplishing the ultimate goal. You're not making sure all of that relief gets there. And, you know, it's just not an easy thing. My point, when I said don't blame legislators, it was more of the debate between in the Senate, the income tax cuts being removed from an option versus, you know, still a lot of tax relief. Because the property tax relief remained despite this tightening budget situation. So I was saying, well, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. For one, the income tax cuts are still alive in the House right now. And yeah, they were killed in the Senate. So I'm just saying, I don't want to harpoon these guys for saying they're not doing any tax relief, because they are. I'm talking about one specific slice on one side of the chamber, that they're one side of the legislature that is gone thumbs down, which I think is wrong. And yeah. Wanted to see if folks agree. Make sense?
Yep, sure does.
So you have the best burger. I'm going to have to see. Maybe we have a little burger, you know, kind of war going on here between Valley City and Botno over this deal.
Next time you come through Valley City, stop at Budge Burger. And on Thursday, it must be something contagious because ours is a double cheeseburger day today also.
Well, so that's Thursday, though. It's Friday here, see, so we can, you know, that way we can do both.
I'm always behind a day, so.
All right, so is Budget Burger, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, yep. Sounds good. I'll look you up, Bob, next time, okay?
All right, thanks. See ya.
Yeah, Pizza Corner gets enough of my business, so I can switch it up every once in a while. Eve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I wanted to say, too, that I think that I'm originally from up in that country, and Lake Metegoshi has a lot of things in the both in summer and winter. We've been cross-country skiing up there. They have nice trails, and we've been, you know, swimming and picnicking. And many years ago, we went blueberry picking, and it was a lovely place to go. And so we enjoyed that a lot. And I wanted to tell you about my family. There has been a Benson attorney, whether that's good or bad, I don't know, I won't say. there have been a Benson attorneys in Botno now for 100 years. My uncle graduated from UND in 1915. And ever since then, there have been. My brother was in practice with him, and then he was. Then his son came into practice, who is still practicing there now, and he has a son. And many of these fellows had the same name. They're Swain. They were Alsmunder Benson, which is an Icelandic name, Alsmunder, and Alsmunder Swain, and they are. Now Swain Benson, so that's kind of a unique thing.
You're darn right it is. There's some attorneys that are good guys, I've heard, Eve. Not all of them are bad.
Thank you, and they're very necessary.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. We like to kid the attorneys, you know, right? But
okay, so I just wanted to mention that. I think it's kind of a unique thing that one, you know, a family has carried on for that many years, this year being the 100th year.
That is neat. So how old is senior?
Well, of course, my uncle died many years ago. My brother has died. The one who is now who is the son of my brother, he's somewhere in his 60s, and his son is with him now. And he also we have a lot of attorneys in the family. So anyway, but we've had. That, I think, is kind of unique that one family should have, you know, someone in and it happens in other places.
No, it is. Absolutely. So, and I understand that the junior, Swain Jr., Swain Benson Jr., is the county state's attorney here. So, that's good civic duty because that doesn't exactly pay the big bucks, right? So that's great.
True.
Well, thank you, Eve. That's a neat little story, and thanks for voting on the best lake in North Dakota. It's becoming evident that it is Lake Metegoshi, so that's pretty cool.
And thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for listening for what you do. You know, that's what allows us to do what we do, so I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Thanks. Mark sends a note here, says, I'm very disappointed in the North Dakota Senate voting against the income tax reduction. This was just a small token of appreciation to the taxpayers and citizens in North Dakota. Most of us were hoping this was a step towards the elimination of the North Dakota state income tax. That was proposed at one time, right? You know, to step it down to zero, which Al Carlson was talking about earlier. The price of oil changed everything in this session. That's just plain and simple. It really did. And my favorite example, you're probably sick of me saying it and having to hear it, but we thought there was going to be $5 billion more in oil revenue, the reduction, right? In oil revenue this session than there is going to be. There's a $5 billion change, okay? Like you thought this was going to be in your account and now it's gone, okay? Based on where oil was at and all the experts and everything else. Less than 10 years ago, the entire state budget of North Dakota was $5 billion. So just the missing revenue this session was the entire budget less than 10 years ago.
Had oil seed out there, would we have had that zero taxation pass? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not even sure we would have. You know, I really don't. But anyway.
And I'm not sure we'd want to, because sooner or later oil is going to come back down to some lower level, whatever that would be. But
yeah, I think over the long haul, I mean, they're forecasting what an average in the next biennium of, trying to remember, is it 65?
I mean, all in favor of lower taxes, but to zero them out and then all of a sudden not have the oil revenue.
I think we should have a zero. I don't think we should have an income tax. I do not think we should have an income tax in North Dakota. South Dakota doesn't have one. I really don't. But, I mean, it's not going to happen.
But they've got the banking industry.
And this was a small bite. One of the reasons they have the banking jobs there is because of what they did to their corporate tax treatment. That's how they attracted them. You know, so
well, then maybe we should do it and steal it.
Well, my point is, those dollars get spent another way.
We got better fishing anyway, don't we?
Exactly.
We got better lakes anyway, don't we?
I didn't finish the email from Mark, but I'll get to that on the other side of the break. Plus, Rob Porter of the Say Anything blog will report on a contentious meeting at UND last night. We're live in Botno at the State Bank of Botno today on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com. YearOnCampus.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Question for you to ponder. What is North Dakota's best lake? Where's your favorite summer vacation stop? Best resort? Best park? You can tell I'm dreaming of a little summer fun, right? I had this drive from Kilder up to Botno, and I just started getting a little summer bug there. Why are we in Botno? Well, it's the What's in Your Town tour. Our Cloverdale Foods, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, Teddy's Residential Suites, What's in Your Town broadcast. And we broadcast from small town North Dakota. But we let Watford City and Dickinson into the mix just because we like them. But otherwise, it's true small towns. I mean, it's true small towns that we broadcast from. And it really is fun. And I had a great meal at the Knights Bar and Grill at the Riverdale High Lodge near the shores of Lake Sakakawea. And that's where I pondered this question. But now, do you think people would pick Sakakawea or they would pick Menegoshi? Really two different lakes, right? But I've been amazed that most folks agree Lake Menegoshi is number one, if they've been here, for sure. I'll bet our next guest, Rob Porter of the Sanding Blog's been up to Lake Menegoshi since you're a Minot guy. Have you ventured north every now and then, Rob, and take it in? I'm not hearing Rob. Is Rob there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, no, we go camping up there quite a bit. And we actually have a lot of people that have weddings and stuff up there that like to be lakeside. Beautiful area. Really, really nice.
It is. It is absolutely beautiful. And by the way, I want to thank our sponsors that have made our broadcast possible today from Bottineau, State Bank of Bottineau, the Economic Development Corporation here, TR Enterprises Construction, Herbal's Dario Drive-In. We're going to get the best damn burger in the Bottineau a little later on. State Bank of Bottineau Insurance, Nodak Supply, Dirty Girls Car Wash, and Mickelson Aggregates as well. Appreciate all of them. I want to finish an email and take a call from Rebecca here, who has been waiting to weigh in, and then Rob Port is going to tell us about what's going on at UND. It's a little bit ugly between student government right now and the administration, and last night the meeting really got pretty petty, I think, beneath some administrators, but Rob is going to tell us about that here in a moment. So that email I was reading from Mark on the tax side, he said, again, most of us were hoping this was a step towards the elimination of the North Dakota state income tax. We need to move to a consumption-based tax system, no income or property taxes, period. How about that? He says, Mark's in northwest North Dakota and also wants to put a vote in for Best Lake, Lake Menegoshi, from the opposite end of the state. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Okay. Rebecca, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hi.
How are you? How's Wahpeton today?
Oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful spring day.
That was
I'm
one of our
looking forward to getting out and working in the yard.
Yeah, we did a What's in Your Town tour stop down there at the State College of Sciences.
Great place.
You bet.
Yep.
What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind this morning and has been for a while is the North Dakota early care and early education study that was put out by the North Dakota DPI. And my concern is I just feel it's an incredible overreach into the families of our children.
What is the overreach? Just the program in general, or are you talking about the new legislation that they've now passed?
The program in general. I just don't think the Department of Public Instruction needs to go into those early years. And the study itself on page 56 has just said that it wants to, the recommendations are that there needs to be an early care and early education plan for North Dakota children ages 0 to 5. And I just don't feel the state needs to get into that.
Yeah, Rebecca, we don't have time to dig into this today, but I do want to dig into that a little more. And the dust hasn't completely settled on the differences between the House and the Senate, and there's been some reporting. Rob, you've done some great reporting on this, and this does get a little bit to the nanny state in what they're trying to do here, doesn't it?
Well, I think one problem I have is you know, what's the justification for it? I think a lot of people try to paint it as an academic program. We're going to improve academic outcomes for our kids by starting them at school, or at least creating a program that's going to encourage them to start school earlier, you know, going to 14 years of education as opposed to 13 years, you know, kindergarten through 12th grade. And the problem is that, I mean, first of all, the studies are pretty dubious that there's advancement. I mean, every academic advancement that they show, the studies show they typically fade out about third or fourth grade. I mean, this is beyond dispute. So long term, there's little academic advantage. But if you heard the people supporting this bill during the House floor debate, they were all talking about child care. You know, the bill carrier, Representative Cynthia Schreiber-Beck, she was talking about how many women work in the workforce and how beneficial this would be as a place for them to leave their children. Representative Gail Mooney said that this would fill a big hole in our child care services in North Dakota. And I guess to me, if we're going to pass a daycare subsidies bill, and I'll take no position on that at this time, let's just call it what it is. You know, if it's daycare subsidies we want, if we're going to do this as a place for people to be able to, you know, take their kids so they can go to work or do whatever, fine. Let's have the debate on it on those merits, and let's not pretend it's an academic program.
Yeah, and I think that's your point, Rebecca, on the studies.
Yeah, you know,
as well,
it really
right?
is. Just if I could just read one statement from the study, would that be all right?
Real quick.
So I get it right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, from page 50 on the study, quote, parents are looking for care and education options for a full work week, 40 hours. However, most North Dakota DHS Head Start and North Dakota DPI pre-K classrooms offer only part day and or part weak care. This impacts families' economic stability as it is difficult for parents to find wraparound care, alternative education options, and transportation for children to these locations, unquote. And to me, that just clearly indicates what they're really looking for. You know, they're not talking about how much preschool education would be good for a child. They're saying parents want 40-hour work week.
Yeah, the same point Rob's making. Very interesting. We're going to continue to dig into this one a little bit. It is changing and ebbing and flowing, and there's some interesting back-channel bickering that's going on from the Senate Republican folks towards the House Republican folks. So this is one we'll be watching. We did ask Al Carlson about it earlier in the week, and you know he was not a fan of it at all, but did talk about how it had been changed. So, Rebecca, thanks for the call. Call again, and stay tuned. We'll continue to follow this one closely. So, Rob, we're going to have to do some of this on the other side of the break, but do me a favor and just tell me what the main difference of opinion is here between the student government, the president specifically, and President Kelly up at UND. What's going on? What's the difference of opinion?
Transparency, I think, to sum it up in a word. The student government, at least a lot of members of the student government, including the student body president, Tanner Franklin, they don't feel like the administration has been forthcoming with them about proposed tuition increases. Franklin has said that they're trying to keep the increases quiet until after the legislative session. Obviously, lawmakers, you know, considering the university system budget and even possibly some controls over tuition hikes. And you know, the administration, for their part, says, no, we've been transparent. We've been providing all the information to the students. Franklin saying, you know, that's not so. Getting information out of the administration has been like pulling teeth. And they felt like that rose to the point where they want some of these guys to resign. I mean, they are very angry and very frustrated.
No, interesting. And by the way, there was a meeting last night, a ton of people there, some back and forth that was pretty phenomenal. Late, still going like at 11 o'clock at night. And Rob had a lot of interesting, great post on it at sayanythingblog.com with some of the social media commentary and play-by-play. We'll ask Rob a little bit for a summary when we come back. Live from Botno today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Going to chat with Pat Arts, president of the State Bank of Bondo. Talk about this great community here coming up in just a little bit. We're going to meet the girls from the Dirty Girls Car Wash. That's right. Now, their mom gave them that name, the Dirty Girls. Was it their mom?
I believe so. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask them.
All right. So, in other words, you know, these girls love to get in the dirt and, you know, clean things.
They're farm girls from the Munich area. They like to, actually, I think they actively farm some, too.
That's pretty cool. So, anyway, the Dirty Girls Car Wash, they clean cars now, these Dirty Girls. So, it's kind of cool. I like the branding. We're going to chat with them a little later on, too, before we're done here today at the State Bank of Bondo for our live broadcast of the What's in Your Town tour. Rob Porter, the Say Anything blog, with us. I asked Rob to join us to talk a little bit about, I mean, social media was just blowing up last night with students tweeting and putting Facebook comments up about this meeting that was happening with members of student government and administrators. One, the president of the university, Bob Kelly, was there, but also one member of the State Board of Higher Education. What was your takeaways from the meeting, Rob?
You know, it was really, I think, unfortunate that things have devolved to that point. I was surprised at how aggressive the administration was with the students. Now, granted, the students are calling for resignation, so the students are being pretty aggressive as well. But, I mean, President Kelly got up and he said that the student government isn't representing the students well. They accused Tanner Franklin, the student body president, of not showing up to executive cabinet meetings with President Kelly. State Board of Higher Ed member Janice Hoffer, she's the faculty advisor to the Board of Higher Ed. She got up and she just ripped Tanner Franklin a new one, honestly. She said that NDSU students don't have a problem with tuition hikes and Franklin was Franklin doesn't represent all of North Dakota. He doesn't have any right to speak. I mean, just really, really aggressive with the students. I was surprised by it. The students, for their part, shot back. Franklin said, you know, he misses meetings when he has class, which I thought was a good point. Franklin is a volunteer who got elected to represent his fellow students, but he's at the campus to get an education. He's not, an administrator pulling down a six-figure salary whose job it is to attend meetings. So he kind of fought back at that. And they also pointed out the fact that President Kelly hasn't been to a student government meeting in over a year. So a lot of distrust.
How unusual is that, by the way?
I don't know how often university presidents go to student government meetings, but clearly.
Seems like good PR if nothing else, wouldn't it? At a minimum, it would seem to me to be a good PR for I don't know.
Well, setting aside who's got the right of this issue, clearly there's a communication gap between the two that need to be fixed. I mean, whatever else at the end of the day, however, you know, students feel about the tuition hikes or the administration feels about it, it's pretty clear that the two sides are not on the same page at all. And there's a lot of mistrust going on.
By the way, I enjoyed your back and forth with the Grand Forks Herald reporter on, you know.
Yeah. Well, they published the article for the meeting about an hour and a half before the meeting was over. And I thought it was really unfortunate because the article contained some of the jabs that Kelly and Hofferth were throwing at the students. But, you know, obviously the students sat there and listened. But then later in the meeting, you know, they got to explain their side as well, and they had some rebuttals for that. And that didn't make the article because the Herald decided to publish. And I understand, they're a newspaper, and their print paper has to go out. They've got a deadline. But their web version doesn't have a deadline. They could have updated that at any time, and they didn't. I thought that was really unfortunate.
And they still haven't updated the web version with the rest of the comments?
You know, I haven't checked this morning, but as of several hours after the meeting last night, they hadn't updated it.
And I just tell our listeners, that's why you need sources like the Say Anything blog, right? Because that's how media operates. I don't know how many press conferences I've been to where television reporters or newspaper reporters show up, and they leave before the press conference is done. They take a picture, they write a few things, they grab the press release, and they're gone. Right, and so you're getting getting one version of the story that isn't completely filled. So I mean, I appreciate the fact you were doing this because my son was at the meeting. I knew it was going on. I wanted to get some more information about it, and you were kind of gathering all the social media on it. So it was great. Last question, Rob, on this: what was this business about it being an illegally held meeting? What was that all about?
Yeah, that was something that was alleged. There were students who showed up because it was called as an emergency meeting. Now, obviously, the student government has to abide by the state's open record and open meeting laws. So some people were alleging that the meeting wasn't noticed properly because they called it as an emergency meeting. Now, I don't know. I don't know all the processes that they went through to notice the meeting. I'm not familiar with what they usually do. I'm not familiar with what they actually did. But I'm not sure that they have a case, but if they did break the open meeting law, they didn't notice it properly, I guess shame on them. But honestly, there were hundreds and hundreds of people in that room last night. I have a hard time believing, as a practical matter, that the meeting was held in bad faith. I mean, obviously, plenty of people were aware of it, and they didn't even make a decision last night. They ultimately tabled the resolution. They're going to take it up again on their meeting on Sunday. So I'm sure people have another chance to show up, have another chance to weigh in. You know, if they violated the law, you know, shame on them. The law is the law, and I think, as you know, Scott, I'm a stickler for the open records and open meeting laws. So they violated the law, you know, and the Attorney General needs to issue an opinion. I guess that is what it is. But I thought it was a good meeting. I'm glad they did it.
To be continued. This one will be one to watch close. So really, when you have that level of contention from a student body president at the university and the administration, and then the jabs coming from the president and from more so from the State Board of Higher Ed member, who is a faculty member of the State Board of Higher Ed, but still a State Board of Higher Ed member. Unprofessional. Didn't like it at all. We'll find out what happens Sunday and continue to watch it. SayAnythingBlog.com. Rob, thanks for the update. Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
We are in Bondo today for the What's in Your Town tour on the program today, and State Bank of Bondo, our host again. And actually, our whole What's in Your Town tour started with a conversation in Frisco, Texas, between Pat and I, not this last run, but over a year ago. And he said, "You ought to come up to Bondo sometime." We did, and really said, you know, this is a good example of how there's a lot of great things that go unnoticed in small town North Dakota. So we love being here and telling our listeners about it. Pat, nice to see you again. How are you?
Hey, real good.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, likewise. I was just thinking when you were talking about the Frisco conversation we had in the lobby of the motel, did you ever consider being in Fargo on the 18th of September? We got the big UND-NDSU game the 19th. I think that would be a lot of attention.
I think I will be there. And I'll be wearing a different color shirt than you.
That's all right.
But I tell you what, that's going to be a doozy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Finally, way over, it's taken too darn long, and I'm sure Bubba's thinking, oh, gosh, I'd like one more year, because it's going to be it'll be a David versus Goliath deal this round. But
I think you throw away whatever the record was, and if they're rebuilt or not, it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy. No question about it.
I already told my neighbor girl that's getting married on the 19th. Sorry, I won't be there. I'll send the gift before, because I will be at the Fargo Dome, whether the Derm is ready or whatever. So.
A September wedding, your loss. I'm doing football, right?
That's right. That's right. I thought that it'd be safe. Usually, you know, you tell the farm girls, April, May.
Here's the bison schedule,
August,
right?
Yeah. Pretty,
yeah.
Sorry.
No kidding. But, well, we're going to get a tour of the new building.
Yes.
Coming up nice.
Yeah, it is. We're scheduled to move in June 16th. They're just finishing up some details inside, and we're excited about it.
That's great. And then the downtown location will become part of the city, which is a unique gift from you and your directors?
Yeah, we had the various reasons. Obviously, it's tax benefit on your K-1, but more importantly, the city had a short-term plan of building new city offices. We thought it would be a great way to save the taxpayers of Botno from putting up a new city office. Obviously, the real estate taxes will go up, so hopefully people see that, and they maybe will open an account and grow our business by us helping them. But it's going to be a good deal. It's the Armory is where the city offices are held now. In my opinion, it served its purpose. This is a one-level place, be handicap accessible. Maybe they can move other things in here when you get your for people that come and renew their driver's license. Maybe they can put that in here and fill it up. It's just it's well equipped. It's we've outgrown it, and we need more space.
You're a locally owned bank.
We are,
and regulations make that a tougher road to hoe all the time, don't they?
Every year it gets tougher. You know, you see some of the smaller banks selling out. I guess I'm ornery, and I refuse to do that. I think we have the people in place to keep it locally for decisions, whether it be loan decisions, the community activities. We feel it's important. I hope as long as I'm in the working age that it will remain local, and I think it's very important.
Is there any relief in sight on the regulation front? It just seems to get more and more all the time, all for sins that were never committed here that were elsewhere.
Right. No, it just seems to be still escalating, with especially if you do housing loans. It's ridiculous the amount of regulations, paperwork, and so on and so forth. But I think we're handling it. We have good, talented people within, and we're able to do it. I guess that's how you look at it. You just got to bear down and work harder and to remain a locally owned bank in this day and age.
Another stress point right now is agriculture, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How stressed are your growers here?
I think real stressed. If they're not, they should be. the way it's looking on paper right now. Granted, things could change with a disaster in some other part of the country, but I think people are doing what they can, pulling in their reins, so to speak. I guess you hit on that earlier, and I think it's going to separate the managers from the non-managers. It's just there's a lot of luck involved, but it's you knew it was coming. It's here, but just got to move forward. I guess from a locally owned standpoint, that's when they're working with a locally owned bank. You know, we see that. We live here. We can do things probably more than maybe a larger corporate organization when they're making the shots, calling the shots in Fargo or Minneapolis, wherever. So kudos to all the locally owned banks out there and the farmers and producers that support them.
What do you want our listeners to know about Botno County?
Excellent agriculture area, obviously mostly derived agriculture. There's some oil activity. It's slowed down for the bit, but I think it'll come back. Excellent recreation. We've hit on the best lake. Four seasons of fun, right? Yeah, four seasons playground.
Did you want to place your vote on the best lake in North Dakota?
Yep, yeah. I'll put her at Lake Minnegoshi.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place. So my family has had a cabin up there, I think, since I was 4 years old, 1972, and it's just been kind of a destination. If you get your work done, you get to go up there on Saturday night, so it's a good incentive for all of our family to have a place to get away, and it's been really good for the lumber yards, the tradesmen, and all the spin-off business. It's unbelievable how it's changed.
Yeah, those aren't lake cabins. A few of those I saw up there.
No.
A cabin would not fit.
There still are some, like mine. I have a little modest place. I love it. It's a place where we go with my family, and good lake fun, Club de Skeenateek. I don't know if we mentioned that last year, but it's a local kids that ski, and a lot of them want to be professionals. Cypress Gardens, SeaWorld, it's an awesome place.
There's a lot of four-season fun in Botno, it really is, which is why we're here. You're going to introduce us to the Dirty Girls when we come back. So stay tuned, folks. We'll tell you about the Dirty Girls Car Wash coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In your town tour brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, and Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Great spot to stay on the patch if you're out that way. Speaking of the patch, we're also brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Just heard from my friend Tessa there at the Petroleum Council, and guess what? It's time for Pick Up the Patch events again to get going. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Dickinson on May 1. Circle your calendar for that. Doing a little community cleanup there, which is that's a great effort. A lot of people come together to do that. So NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about that as well. And we're also brought to you by MyPillow. And when I hit the road, MyPillow is pretty important. You know, it kind of helps you get a little bit of home when you bring MyPillow along. And we have a great deal for our listeners. You get a two-for-one deal, 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. 50% off the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, the one with the patented interlocking fill, which just means it adjusts to you. It's a great way to go. 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong in this thing. And by the way, it stays cool. No tossing and turning. MyPillow.com. Check it out. Botno, North Dakota is where we're at today. Pat Arts at State Bank of Botno, our host. This was great fun. And when you first suggested we put some dirty girls on the radio, Pat, I started to kind of question what had happened to the values here in the fine city of Botno. But then you you explained you know the reason behind it, which we're going to find out here, right?
Yeah, we have Leanne Mellum, Lynn Evenson. I still call them the Weber girls. They went off and got married on me. But entrepreneurs, and they brought a touchless car wash to Botno, something needed. It's awesome. It is just it's busy there all the time, and we're happy to have it.
That's neat. Thank you. We'll chat with these gals here. You know, we take some of these things for granted when you live in the big city, right? You know, I mean, people in a Bismarck or Minot or Fargo Grand Forks don't think, oh, a car wash. I mean, you know, they're everywhere, right? No, they aren't. They aren't in the smaller towns. Brent Sanford, Watford City, S&S Motors, only guy I've ever bought a truck from that was full of dirt because there was no car wash in Watford City at the time, you know. And he said he apologized for it. Now they have one now, but it took a long darn time. So anyway, congratulations and nice to meet you, Lynn and Leanne.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having us on.
So Leanne, you came first to Botno, right?
That is correct.
And where did this dirty girls thing come from?
Well, actually, the name stems from us being farm girls. We were born and raised on a farm, and there wasn't a day that went by that we didn't come off the farm covered head to toe in dirt or grease or something. So we were always we made fun of ourselves that we always came in dirty off the farm. And
you were the dirty girls.
We were the dirty girls.
Absolutely. You know, and we wanted a name that meant something to us. You know, we didn't want it to say Mellum Car Wash. I mean, so that's Leanne, but that's not me. And so we wanted something that meant something to both of us. And our farming background is huge, you know. It has a special place in our hearts, and we love Dad for it, and we go home still and help out on the farm.
Do
so,
you? Yeah. You're still dirty girls.
Absolutely.
And I guess it's appropriate that if, you know, you have a car wash, that you'd want it run by dirty girls who know about, you know, being dirty, but also cleaning up, right?
Yes, absolutely. And funnily enough, if that's a word, yesterday I got a phone call from a gentleman who was in there, and the car wash had actually, a bolt had broken on it. And he's like, I don't know what happened. He's all worried. And I said, okay, I'll come down. And I called the tech, and I'm like, something's really wrong here. And he goes, oh, it's just this bolt. It's meant to break so it doesn't hurt the rest of the equipment. Here's what you do. And so I'm dressed in my work attire.
Right
in my
off the
heels.
Farm, you're fixing it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm climbing up my ladder. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I really need my tennis shoes right now. But I was up there, and I got it fixed, and my husband was very proud of me.
I love it. Now, Pat was nice enough to give me a card for a $12 wash, a Dirty Girls Car Wash. So my wife will be happy. The truck will be clean when I get home. But tell me, Leanne, what's best about your car wash? How do you guys do it different?
You know, the one thing that we brought in when we were looking at different car washes is we wanted a touchless, for sure. And mainly because I've been through different car washes, and when they are the cloth ones, I've walked away with damage to my vehicle. So I wanted to make sure that wasn't going to be happening up in Botno if I was putting my name on a car wash.
Good for you. I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of the nice thing about it is that you will just drive in, and it's all by sonar. And so as you drive in, it measures your vehicle, and the wash will go around you, and it does a great job. You know, if there is ever anything that happens, usually it's a nice clean car going out that bay.
Yep. That's really cool.
Yeah, and if there are problems, sometimes we've noticed it's been like the computer's glitched, and so we just have to go and reset it. And people have been great about letting us know so we can get there and get it fixed right away.
A couple seconds left. Are you entrepreneurs at heart? That rough work on the farm, knowing that you know every year you got to be a great business person? Is that how you end up being in the...
Well, the one thing Dad taught us is that never be afraid to try something, because what's the worst that can happen? You just have to go find something else to try.
Yep.
Parent can't give you a much better lesson than that, right?
That's right.
That's pretty darn good. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely.
We'll see you a little later at the Dirty Girls Car Wash.
Sounds great.
Highway
Sounds
5 in Botno. Yes, exactly right. Appreciate it very much. Neat story. And appreciate all the good folks here. We've just had a fantastic time in Botno, as we always do. Thanks to the State Bank of Botno for hosting us. Our hospitality sponsor, Cobblestone Inn and Suites. The Herbal's Dario Drive-In, where we're headed for that great burger here in a little bit. The Botno Economic Development Corporation. Nodak Supply, State Bank Insurance, Dirty Girls Car Wash, Mickelson Aggregates, and TR Enterprises Construction as well. Really want to thank them. If you haven't talked to Troy or Pete lately over at TR Enterprises Construction, I tell you what, they are pro-Bodno all the way, and they are building grain bins and repairing and replacing garage doors, putting up that new post-frame building, whatever you need. The folks at TR Enterprises Construction could do it. Call them, 701-228-2019. All right, Monday, the great gun debate between Cameron from Bismarck, if you remember yesterday's show, and John Lott, plus much more. University of Mary's Dr. Monsignor Shea. God bless you, folks. See ya.
Own a Mercedes-Benz? You can, at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.